You're listening to SBS News.
England defender Tyrone Mings made his international debut in the worst possible environment. 28 minutes into the match against Bulgaria, Mings and other players were subjected to racist chants from Bulgarian fans, halting the game.
We had a conversation about halftime. Did we want to play on? Did we want to stop? But we made a collective decision to continue the game. We thought it was important that we'd heard it, that the protocols had been followed. And if it happened again, we would have then perhaps moved on to the next step and come off the pitch. But like I said, second half was better and we put in an emphatic performance.
Around 50 black-clad Bulgarian fans, some of whom were making Nazi salutes, left the stadium before half-time. England went on to win the game 6-0, but not before the match was temporarily suspended again by the referee under a three-step union protocol for tackling abuse.
Well, the game reached its conclusion. That is the principal good news on a pretty grim night.
England's manager Gareth Southgate praised his players for deciding not to leave the pitch in protest.
Sadly, my players, because of their experiences in our own country, are hardened to racism, and I don't know what that says about our society. But that's the reality. So that actually saddens me that when I speak to them about it, they are absolutely hardened to it. They actually are in the dressing room smiling because they've played so well. They also know they've made a statement and they want the focus to be on the football.
Bulgarian fans have already been sanctioned for other racist abuse in qualifying for Euro 2020. Now the president of the Bulgarian Football Union has stepped down after prompting from Prime Minister Boyko Borisov.
We don't have a say on the sports side of it and the work of the football union, but when our country appears on front pages as a racist country because of a bunch of idiots and the less than good management of the football union as protest actions towards it.
The move has been applauded by Roisin Wood, chief executive of the anti-racism organisation Kick It Out.
I think it has to be more drastic now, to be honest. I think Bulgaria's been fined before, as other countries have. They played last night in a partially closed stadium that didn't seem to have any impact on it. So I think UEFA now has to take strong leadership and actually say enough is enough and actually now start looking at stronger sanctions.
Bulgaria's sports minister Krasen Kralev says it's been an unacceptable situation for the country he describes as one of the most tolerant in the world.
You know that in the last 4 years, the government has done a great deal for Bulgarian football. Many pitches, stadiums, lighting were built. Funds were given for the development of children's teenage soccer schools, but after the recent events and considering yesterday's incidents, the Prime Minister ordered me to terminate any relations with the Bulgarian Football Union, including financing until the resignation of the union president.
Europe's Football Union says it will announce possible disciplinary proceedings once it's received full reports from match officials. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.